Johnny Mac, I can tell by the look on your face. I think I know which way you might be going here. What do you have for week 12?
Yeah, I mean,
good morning, Birds fans. The day after, can we call it a post-game schedule release show? May 16th, Thursday edition, after the Eagles schedule is released. Me and Johnny Mac will get into that. We'll play some win-loss and see what we think of the schedule. Johnny Mac, good Thursday to you, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It's real. Now we got dates and times and everything. So, yeah, exciting day for fans across the NFL. Optimism abounds. Let's get it out of the way, Xander. 17-0, right?
Johnny Mac, real quick, anything stick out to you? Like last year, the thing that stuck out to all of us, obviously, was that gauntlet. Middle of the season gauntlet. They had Buffalo, Tampa, or Buffalo, Kansas City, Cowboys, San Francisco. A couple really tough teams. Anything stick out to you?
No, like, well, that's one of the first things, because I always write about the themes, because it doesn't matter until you get into the skinny. And last year is a perfect example, because everybody was worried about that gauntlet, which was sort of bookended by Dallas here and at Dallas. In between, you had Kansas City, Buffalo, San Francisco. And they actually won three of those games. They won the first three before the collapse started. And then they weren't able to get their footing back against game and late in the season in games that people scoffed at, Arizona. Yeah, the Giants. Yeah. And we, so, I mean, keep that in mind when you're looking at this schedule and checking off the Giants as win-win and checking off some other team you don't think is very good. Yeah, things happen quickly in the NFL. But, no, there is no gauntlet, so to speak. And last year, I mean, for all the talk, the Eagles, and we were talking about it earlier this week, they beat Kansas City. They beat Buffalo. And they ended up the way they ended up. So there are no guarantees in this league. I mentioned before, you know, if you think you have the answers, they change the questions. And everything's difficult. There are no, you're an Alabama guy. You know, before the season starts, well, maybe not anymore because Nick Saban is out, but you knew the vast majority of Alabama games are glorified scrimmages, to be honest. And there's four or five meaningful games they have to show up in a year where they got to go out and win it. In the NFL, anybody can beat you.
Yeah.
Anybody. Yeah,
it's a lot different than college. Yeah. And that's where I forget who we had on yesterday on Jason Cole, Hall of Fame voter on Cilio show yesterday. And that's what he said. He's like, I don't care about strength of schedule. This is the NFL. You know, any team can win at any time. Yeah. A couple things that stand out to me. 6 1 p.m. games. Big surprise. Four of them come in the first 7 weeks. Five primetime games, and then four of their final five games are at home. So a chance to get things right. Now they are road heavy to start the season. I want to say only four true home games in the first 13 games, and that's because that one other home game is in Brazil, which really isn't a home game for what it's worth. But those things stick out to me. And then I think week 17, Cowboys – at the link is a favorable matchup for the Eagles. I'd rather play the Cowboys at home in that spot than play the Cowboys on the road. So I like that from a perspective of the Cowboys are coming to town right before the playoffs.
Yeah, it's always good to have that late game at Lincoln Financial Field. So you're right. I mean, they first time since 1951, they're closing with four out of five home games. So yeah. It's been a while. But as you mentioned, the early, and it starts, and I talked about it, I don't like the Packers in Brazil even a little bit if people haven't figured that out. So between September 6th, the opener, and October 13th, when Jim Schwartz and the Cleveland Browns come to Lincoln Financial Field. So you're talking over a month. You got one game at home. September 16th, Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons. Another scheduling quirk because the Eagles play Kirk Cousins every year in week two. It's kind of weird, third consecutive year. But, Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And I think there's a chance that there's a slow start. And if there's a slow start with the expectations, that could be an issue. But
yeah, the thing I like about it at the front is I don't think they're, I mean, it, like we did already talk about, it's the NFL, so anybody can win, but they're not, they don't have a real gauntlet of games. I mean, the Saints, the Falcons, the Buccaneers.
The Bucs look pretty good in the playoffs.
Well, yeah,
they went down there in the regular season. That's another, they seem to, you know, Tampa has become a second home for them all of a sudden. That'll be the third time in essentially a calendar year they're playing down there. But yeah, I mean, my early thoughts are they're going to lose one of those two games, September 22nd at New Orleans, the road opener, September 29th in Tampa Bay. My goal is to get out with one win. Can't lose both. I don't think you're winning both. I know Eagles fans will think you are, and they'll think, oh, it's the Saints, it's the Bucs. Well, that's silly with the Bucs. They just, you know, had executives say it's effing embarrassing the way the Eagles performed down there. And the Saints are a really good defensive team. And they have some issues, and they're not a great team. But again, they're a heck of a lot better than Arizona was last year. The New York Giants were last year. So, you know, you got to reassess those expectations if you think that's a walk in a park at New Orleans, because I don't agree with that. It's a very difficult place to play as well, very loud. And remember, it's early in the season. I always say when you have teams, and by the way, I don't think New Orleans is going to be a bad team. I think they're going to be a mediocre team. But there's still going to be tremendous optimism no matter what happens in week three. So it's not like they're going to be walking around like, woe is me, we're behind Atlanta or Tampa or somebody else in that division. So that hurts as well. But yeah, the early season, kind of tough. Now, do they have more talent than all four of those teams? Probably. So, I mean, they could also go the other direction if you want to be really optimistic and say, all right, they're going to put their foot down and start. And then you could start to see a special season developing because of the back end of the schedule, where they don't get on a plane after they come back from Los Angeles on November 24th.
That's tremendous. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Baltimore's probably the toughest game of the year, December 1st, and that's a bad spot. And I'll explain that as well. But then you have Carolina, Pittsburgh, good team, not a great team, at Washington, probably going to be a lot better. So you can't put that check mark in there yet. Dallas, as you mentioned, at home, and the New York Giants for the third consecutive year ending the season at home. So they got a chance if they start well to really have a big time season when it comes to wins and losses, and that sets up seeding. And all that kind of good stuff. But if you're looking at the gauntlet, probably the toughest stretch I would say would be week 8 through week 10 at Cincinnati, Jacksonville here. Yep. On Sunday Night Football, and at Dallas, and they have not done well at Dallas recently, as we know. That's probably the gauntlet and probably the toughest game. The Eagles have this history of going out to Los Angeles and handling the Rams in recent times, and they did it last year again. And they might do it this year again. But you remember when their first loss was last year?
Jets.
Right after they came back from the Rams and that West Coast trip, and they laid an egg against the Jets.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Terrible team. This time, one of the best two or three teams in football at Baltimore.
That's a tough game. That Baltimore game is a tough game. Johnny Mac, let's get into our win and loss. One other thing that sticks out to me is that bye week in week 5. Now, I think it could work in their favor if they play well and they can secure the bye going into the playoffs. Now, that's obviously a huge if, but week 5 bye is early, but it might play into their favor with the early travel schedule, with the Brazil game, which throws their schedule way off. So we'll get into all of that. Let's go. Week one, Johnny Mac. Win-loss prediction is here. I want to thank everybody before we get into it for checking in. Ian, Brett, SMD Eagles, Martez, Tyler, Screwface, Kiki, Joho. We appreciate all you guys for checking in on Birds 365 this morning. Make sure you drop us a like on the show. Help us get up over 100 likes to start the show today. We appreciate everybody in the chat box. Johnny Mac, let's start with week one versus Green Bay in Brazil. What do you have?
Yeah, I got the Eagles losing that game. I have not liked it since it was announced, and I still don't like it. And I think it's prime for an upset, if you want to call it that. I guess the Eagles are an early 1.5-point favorite. But obviously, if that game were here, they'd be probably at minimum a 3-point favorite. So you can see the betting markets don't like it at least a little bit as well, nor should they. Yeah, I think it's a bad outcome for the Eagles. So, you know, they could make it all go away with a win, but I got them losing the open.
I have them losing as well. I do think that's a tough spot for them, but I'm not really concerned about it if they lose that game. I do have them losing it. Let's move into week two versus Atlanta. So at home, 8:15, a Monday night game. Kirk Cousins back here for prime time Monday night following a Friday night game in Brazil. Who do you have winning week two?
Yeah, that's one with, you know, if Jody were here, he'd be telling me about Kirk Cousins in prime time, which is one of the dumbest narratives ever. But, you know, he's played well in a lot of games, but his supporting cast has been shitty. Well, that's going to be the same case here, even if he plays well. And I have no idea if he's going to be healthy at 36 years old, coming off an Achilles on top of it. If he is, he might throw for 350 and cause some concern, especially with the young defensive backs. But yeah, the Eagles will find a way to beat the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a real home opener
as well, and it doesn't have much to do about Kirk Cousins. I just think the Eagles are the better team. Home opener, Monday Night Football. I think the Eagles get up, and I think they win that handily. And go to 1-1 to start the season. Week three, so I'm at 1-1. Johnny Mac is at 1-1 for the first 2 weeks. Week three, we're at New Orleans, 1 o'clock game. What do you have, Johnny Mac?
Well, I kind of look at this as a cluster, September 22nd, September 29th at New Orleans.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
By at Tampa Bay. I think they're going to win one of them and lose one of them. I think they're going to lose the Saints game and beat the Bucs because I think there's a little bit of a revenge factor with Tampa Bucs, Bay. Yep. So weeks three and four, I kind of clump together and I have them going 1-1. So they'll be 2-2 heading into the bye.
So but let me go.
Probably won't go well, by the way.
So week three at New Orleans, 1 o'clock, Johnny Mac has a loss. I have a win. I think the Eagles are going to win, beat up against the Saints. The Saints do not scare me. I have a win there for the Eagles. And then I'll do week four as well, as you already hit yours. I have another win. Tampa Bay revenge game. It's a 1 o'clock game in Tampa Bay. I have a win for the Eagles, 3-1 to start the season. Johnny Mac has them 2-2 going into the bye week. This is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about real quick. Let's keep it quick on the bye week. Week five bye week. What do you think of it?
Hate it. I think people trying to spin it into a positive. I heard you, if you get the first round bye, you know, sure. You get that extra bye on the back end heading into the playoffs. So it helps a little bit, but that's, you know, that's tough to count on, to say the least. Anytime the bye is early in the season, it's not good for any team. That's just how I feel. People get banged up later in the season. Then you have the equation. This team had some issues with conditioning late. Yeah. So you're talking October 13th to the end of the season, which is early January. they're playing football every week, and the only respite sort of is the mini bye after the Thursday night game, which is Washington this year. And that's it. And that's difficult to go that long, and guys are going to be banged up and guys are going to be tired. So depth is going to be as important as ever. Week five bye stinks, basically. Yeah. It's what I'm telling you.
Stinks for a week five bye, but that's the hand we were dealt. So we'll deal with it when it comes. Week six versus Cleveland. So at home, 1 o'clock game. Who do you have winning week six?
I do think the Eagles, really difficult game because Cleveland's going to be a really good team, really good defense. I brought up Myles Garrett. You know, if he's ready, if he's healthy at that point, they couldn't block him. Nobody can block him. Yep. You know, it's going to be a really difficult game, but I do have the Eagles winning basically because of home field. But that's one to keep an eye on because that's one of the more – I think Cleveland's going to be good this year.
I do too. I think Cleveland will be good. I think Deshaun Watson finally finds his footing this year and puts up good numbers. But I do have the Eagles winning that game. For me, week six, that's a win versus Cleveland at home. 4-1 for me. They're 3-2 for Johnny Mack through 6 weeks. Johnny Mack, let's move to week seven, our first NFC East matchup at New York. It's a 1 o'clock game. Who do you have winning?
Saquon's return to MetLife Stadium. Yep. The Eagles better win that one. That's going to bring some extra interest. I mean, the Giants aren't a good football team. And one of the only reasons you were ever scared about the Giants in recent seasons was Saquon.
Yeah.
And they no longer have Saquon. Now, Daniel Jones will be healthy in theory. They have a big-time receiver now projected with their first-round pick, so that helps a little bit. But Giants look like a bad football team on paper. They lost to him last year, though, at the end of the season. But I think things are restored, and the Eagles get a win at MetLife Stadium.
I have a win as well, so that would put them at 5-1 for me through week seven and 4-2 for Johnny Mack through week seven. Then we go into a tough game, the first, I think, really tough match. No, not the first, because I think Green Bay is a tough matchup. I think, as you mentioned, New Orleans and Tampa Bay could be tough, but really big quarterback matchup here. They're going to Cincinnati at Cincinnati. It's a 4:25 game. Jalen Hurts versus Joe Burrow, week eight. Who do you got winning?
Yeah, that's a loss.
I have a win. I got a win. I think Jalen Hurts shows out in this game, and I think the Eagles win the ball game.
That's a loss. Joe Burrow, again, if Joe Burrow's healthy, which is a big if because he's had some injury issues, big-time quarterback. That's just a bad spot, as they say. Logical loss when you're looking at these things at Cincinnati. Starts their toughest stretch, so. Yeah, I'm losing that game. And if they win, they
don't scare me one bit. Joe Burrow is going to be a little rusty coming off the injury.
That's week eight, though.
I know. Yeah, but I have the Eagles winning.
The rust is gone.
The rust is gone. But I think the Eagles, I think that's the Jalen Hurts game. The Buffalo Bills game last year was the Jalen Hurts game. I think that's the Jalen Hurts game. And I have them.
Well, they're having Cincinnati. A special season, according to Xander, correct?
Well, no, let's see how it all plays out at the end. 17 games we got to get through here. But I have them 6-1 through week eight. Johnny Mack has them, what do you have them? 4-3. Is that correct?
Yeah,
4-3 through week eight. So we'll go to week nine versus Jacksonville. It's a Sunday night football. Doug Peterson returns. Who do you have winning week nine?
Eagles will win the game. It'll be, you know, hopefully for Jacksonville, it's better weather. Last time they played here was a monsoon. They did not play well. Doug returned. Trevor Lawrence was awful. I think it'll be more difficult like that than that. Ben is a pretty good team, Jacksonville, but not a great team. I do think the Eagles get the win there.
Yeah, Sunday night football, prime time, Jacksonville. Dougie Peterson's coming back to the link. I have the Eagles winning that game. Moving to 7-1 on the year for me, and they'll be 5-3 for Johnny Mack through week nine. Let's move into week 10. Tough game for me. I'm going to take it first here, Johnny Mack, at Dallas, 4:25. I have them losing this game. I don't think it's a good spot for them. I think they're coming off a run there of two good teams they played against, and then they're going to Dallas. I have them losing that game in week 10 and moving to 7-2 on the year. What do you have?
Yeah, I've lost. I mean, generally, that's what it's been in this series recently, splitting Eagles have had trouble down in Dallas recently, Arlington to be specific. I think your hope with the Cowboys is home and home, and they start on the road, so it's probably going to be the loss right there.
So 5-4 for you, Johnny Mac, through 10 weeks, you got him at 5-4. Wow. I got a 7-2. We'll move into week 11 versus Washington. It's a Thursday night football.
Short week coming off Dallas. They'll win that game. You know, a lot of uncertainty with Washington. We don't know what they're going to be. I kind of know they're going to be improved, but you don't know how Jaden Daniels is going to hit the ground as a potential difference maker. If he turns into RG3 as a rookie, we might be talking about this game in November and saying, oh, might be difficult. But right now, I think you have to assume there's going to be a lot of hiccups, growing pains. And I think the Eagles get back on track there.
So a win for Johnny Mac, a win for me, 8-2 for me through week 11. And what is it? 6-4? Six and four for Johnny Mac through week 11. Then we go out to LA Sunday night football. Johnny Mac, I can tell by the look on your face. I think I know which way you might be going here. What do you have for week 12?
Yeah. I mean, and we got less, so I got to go quicker here. Two in a row. They're going to lose at Los Angeles, at Baltimore, and they're going to be 6-6, and the sky's going to be falling. Sorry, people.
So 12-13, Johnny Mac has loss, which would move them to 6-6. I have a win and a loss. I think that Baltimore game is just a tough spot for them coming out of LA. I do think they beat the Rams, so they would move to 9-2, and then 9-3 for me through week 13 with a loss to Baltimore. Just a tough spot for them. That Baltimore team, if they're healthy, they're a great football team, great defense. Lamar Jackson, obviously, is an elite quarterback. So that's a tough spot. Move to week 14. The schedule seems to lighten up a little bit here. Carolina, 1 o'clock game at home. Who do you have?
This is where it takes off when all hope is lost and people are going to be, as I said, the sky's going to be falling. The Eagles are going to start the late season run that has been somewhat of a theme going back to Doug Peterson early with Nick Sirianni. 4 out of 5 home games. Something's going to wrap it up. They're going to run the table from 6-6. They're going to win every single game and make the playoffs. So you got him going from
6-6. You got him going 7-6, 8-6, 9-6, 10-6, 11-6 to win out their last 5 games. I have them winning. I have them losing at Washington in week 16.
Yeah, I've seen this team make the late run when all hope is lost, and maybe I'm.
I just think Washington plays us so tough. They always play us tough. They play us tough.
Ironically, recently they played them tougher at Lincoln Financial Field than FedEx. And that game's the second game's at FedEx. But Washington, as I mentioned earlier, is one of the outlier teams in the fact that they could be a lot better than people expect, or they could struggle mightily with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is good, but I do think it's going to take some time for him to get.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh is a tough game. Don't get me wrong, but it's here. And they're, who knows where they're going to be from a quarterback perspective. Carolina stinks on paper, probably in the conversation for being the worst team in the NFL. Dallas at home, Giants at home. Got to win those games if they're meaningful.
Yeah, got to win that Dallas game, especially if you're going to lose the one in Dallas earlier. But so Johnny Mac finishes with 11-6. That's his win-loss, the fun win-loss game that everybody loves but hates to play after the schedule release. I like to play it. I have him at 13-4. My 4 losses.
Oh, 13. Now you got to do the Jody exercise. If you got to go up one or down one, are you going up one or down
one? I'm going down one if I have to go. And I'm
going to. I'm also going down.
With Tampa.
I'm also going down to 10 rather than going up to 12.
Where do you have the switch?
One of those, probably Pittsburgh or Washington. One of those last 5 games.
So Johnny Mac has him at 11-6, but could potentially be 10-7. I have him at 13-4. Potentially, if I had to go down or up, I would go down to 12-5. But honestly, 14-3 is calling my name too. But let's get to our first commercial break. We have Les Bowen in the green room. I don't want to keep him waiting too long. We appreciate everybody for tuning in today on Bird 365. Good viewership to start. So we appreciate all of you guys. Make sure you drop a like. There it is. There's our win-loss game that we are done. Johnny Mac has him.
Which is meaningless, by the way. So if you don't like it, just ignore it.
Just ignore it. I have him at 13-4. Good season for the Eagles, and they'll be heading to the playoffs with the round one bye. So that's my early prediction for the season. Let's get to our first commercial break. Coming up next, Les Bowen joins Birds 365. Stay tuned, everybody.
If you missed any of today's show on the Jacob Media channel, listen to the podcast on your way home. Available on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.